What about Mr. Azoulay? I'll take off.
Hello.
When you're Secretary of State, when you're lying to the British people, why was hydroxychloroquine prohibited? I'll take off. Why was it prohibited?
Excuse me.
This is Matt Hancock, right? You can't touch me. I'm walking in it. This is a public space. There you go, Matt. You try everything, don't you? Just answer the question. It's a simple interview. You want, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, won't you? Hey, you want to touch a nation. You want to tell your butt that jumped in 191. Now just stop for a second and have a conversation. You talk to the media by yourself. On the BBC by yourself, don't you? Hey? Did you know we are?
You know, hey, don't push me. Don't push me.
Did you touch you?
You did. You just pushed me.
Did I really? I'm looking at talking to her.
I think you should talk to the lady.
No, you go downstairs. You don't even know what I'm doing. Do you know where I am? This is my tank. Stay away from me. Stay away from me. Do you stop the journalist? Do you stop the BBC? Now, do you class it as harassment, right? And please class it as harassment. But the simple fact is, you harassed me in my home. You unlawfully locked down 94, 95, well, 64 million people in this country with your lies and your thoughts. Stay away from me. Please don't do. You lied to the British people. You banned hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin on the word of Chris Whitty. He told me to look at the recovery trial study. Right? Well, the overdose patients have had 2,400 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine. You are busted. Matt Hancock, you are busted.
No.
Yes, you are. Out to sell your book, out to self-promote yourself. Remember when I caught you? Sneaking around.
No.
Farborough Council, talking just to the councillors. Eh, the Tory councillors.
Please stop.
See what you did then.
Please stop shouting. Please stop shouting.
Carry on.
Please speak to the staff.
You don't even know who he is. You know who he is? Shut up. This is not your job. This is not your job. Please do. Shut up. Just breathe in and speak to yourself. You're not very bright. That's why you're working down here. This man here murdered British people and you're happy with that. You're defending a murderer. Eh? We're going to get this in court, aren't we, Matt? We're going to get you, you lying son of a bitch, in court, aren't we? You murdering scumbag. So Medazolam murders. Eh? I can't record. I'm recording, can you see? So, Matt, let's have a sit down and have a gentleman debate, which you don't do in the media. Protected by the press. Appreciate what? Appreciate you being defended, you murdering bastard. This is Matt Hancock, the murderer. Eh?
I'm leaving the station.
Excuse me.
Thanks
for that.
So please don't do this. Please.
This is Matt Hancock, the murderer. Matt Hancock, my Medazolam murderer. Matt Hancock, that's happy to go on to celebrity. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Well, you're a celebrity. Get you in prison. Get you in prison. Harassing? Have you said harassed? Great. How about 964 million people you harassed when you're locking lotus down on your COVID fraud? You lying son of a bitch. You back off. Yeah, politician, the scalp.
Sir, please don't do
this. Look at him with a little sorry face. You locked down everybody in this country. You harassed me. Please, arrest him 16 times. Oh, looking at him now, look. Looking at him. Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me.
Sir,
just shut up.
Please don't do this.
Right?
You're being rude.
So, very simple questions, Matt Hancock. Sat down here nice and calm. Just shut your mouth for a second, let him answer his questions. That's all I'm doing.
I don't think this aggression is appropriate from you.
Hey?
I don't think this aggression is appropriate.
Oh, it's aggression, is it?
It is, towards the London Underground.
Oh, the London Underground. So you'll try everything, won't you? That's a political answer. So Matt Hancock, now that we're sat to each other, now that the BBC that never asked you these questions, I'm going to ask you, why did you...
I appreciate what you're doing.
Why did you get thousands and thousands of doses of Medazolam just before the COVID lie? Why did you prohibit hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? Did Chris Whitty tell you that? because the recovery trial study, have an education now, the recovery trial study, they overdosed the patients by 2,400 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine, killing at least 60, at least 26 people. Shut up a second, will you please? 26 people, right, killing 26 people with the hydroxychloroquine by 2,400 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine. Right, this here guy now, he's now being protected by this lady who hasn't got a clue what's going on. This guy here has been arrested 16 times on his lies. This guy unlawfully locked me in my house, in my home. Right? Yeah, just sit yourself down. Just sit yourself down. Sit yourself down.
I'm really sorry about this.
About what? He's murdered people in this country. You're an idiot. And he counts on people, are you? He counts on people taking the vaccine. Counts on people taking it wearing the mask. This is Matt Hancock, the murderer. Matt Hancock, that locked people down the homes unlawfully under the guise of the COVID fraud. Yeah? Chris Whitty, locked down this country, probably to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, treatments for COVID-19. If we've got a treatment, we don't need a lockdown. Not one person needs to die or lose their limbs or brain clots, or children don't need to die of heart attacks. I am doing this so we get in court. I want to be arrested. I want to be in court. I don't go in the jungle and eat bugs. This is Gazetari Army. Get this to everybody. This guy is a murderer, a mass murderer. Him and Chris Whitty murdered British people. You're murdering children now. And when we get to court, Matt Hancock, you do your gormless look there. Have you had your hair done, mate? Is that what you're in Turkey for? So, Matt, he's on the TV all the time by himself, especially when we had the COVID lies and the COVID fraud. This guy's murdered British people. Yeah? So I want to be arrested. Are the police here waiting? Because I want to be in court. Don't you, man? You don't.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. His book jumped in at 191. That's how people know about him now. He's a fraud, he's a murderer. Yeah, and you're busted. Guys, a Terry Arnie busted your ass. So, Matt, just so you know where I am, I'm in the protest pen. So, you're going to send the police, I'm happy. Send the police, I've been there 190 days today. Eh? Let's get this in court. Let's get you, murdering bastard, in court. You lying, murderous son of a bitch. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, medazolam murderer, you are. He is going to prison. Matt Hancock, the murderer, is going to prison. My name's Gazetari Arnie. I'm in the protest pen if anyone wants to speak to me. I've run from nobody. I want to be in court. I've been arrested 16 times. And I beat Sajid Javid, the next health secretary. You murdering bastard, Matt Hancock. I think we got it all in there, didn't we? Matt Hancock, the murderer. Let's see if he gets me into court for harassment. Because we know he harassed everybody in this country with his lies and his deceit. Does this go back to Westminster? Shit, mate. Get this out to everybody. Every single person that was harassed, locked down, murdered, damaged or died from the vaccines. Get it to them, because that's why I'm putting my ass on the line, taking these murderers on, and that's exactly what they are. Matt Hancock, the murderer. Okay, as a front man, we will be Boris free. Matt Hancock free. I Still haven't quite got my voice yet back. COVID-free, 3 years later, we're still mentioning the vaccines. But most of all, my friends, our children will be free.